Welcome to the Boss Lady Podcast. Whether you are an entrepreneur climbing the corporate ladder or a work-from-home parent, you are a boss. I am Teresa Rand, an entrepreneur, mother, grandmother, wife, and former CEO.
And I'm Jennifer Roberts, a wife, mom, and a woman who walked away from a corporate PR career to embrace entrepreneurship. Join us as we break down strategies, tools, and techniques that will enhance your career and life.
If you desire to make your life extraordinary, to reach and exceed your personal and professional goals, and to learn from other strong leaders, then the Boss Lady Podcast is for you.
Together, we will embrace, empower, and educate each other.
This is the Boss Lady Podcast.
Welcome to the Boss Lady Podcast. Hi, Jen.
Oh, it's been a minute since we've been together.
You've been running solo. We become partners in the podcast. Of course, we've been partners in Boss Lady for a long time, but we became partners in the Boss Lady Podcast, and I just disappeared on you.
It's all good. We all need time away to get some other fun things done.
Yeah. And, you know, the subject of today's podcast is actually going to talk a little bit about the last trip I just returned from. And it was a women's adventure trip with 22 other women all in one house.
That's either a recipe for like fantasticness or disaster.
It had a great ending. But before we jump in, thanks for covering your two podcasts. I listened to both of them.
Oh, good.
That I was gone. I don't even remember where I was the first week.
That was a speaking gig in Denver. We did that one together.
Yeah, we did the one in Denver together. And then I was back. I don't remember.
Busy. Maybe
I was on
something.
My Sedona for,
yeah.
Oh, I know. I had a client at the college and we were unable to record because of the craziness that week, I think. But anyway, doesn't matter. I appreciate it. I listened to both of them and they were really good. We're getting great comments. So
good.
If I disappear, you can run the show.
Oh, you're not going anywhere anytime soon, lady.
And I never had any doubt that you could. We tag team well together, but we also are pretty good solo. So that's good to know. Good to know.
Yeah. Good time.
But yeah. I spent these 5 days in Sedona with all these women, 22, and I only knew 4 of them. Mm-hmm. Everybody else just signed up. This retreat is called Girls Gone Adventuring Retreats. And it's actually operated by two of our Boss Lady members, Krista Goodrich and Kim in the Wind. And it is just, I've been wanting to go. I know Krista's been wanting me to go. She's wanting you to go. And I know you want to. Graduation and all that. You're going to go. But there were women from all over the country. From California, Ohio, Oregon, the Bahamas, Canada, New York, I mean, everywhere. And it was just amazing how women become really fast friends, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And that was what I consider, I'm very much an introvert. So to me, that was a large group. But last night, we had a small intimate gathering with our Boss Lady community, one of our Boss Lady communities, and it was 12, 13 women. And I was watching and listening, and it's the same dynamics.
Right.
And most of those women knew each other. These other women didn't know each other. And it made me think on the way home last night about the conference and how women just come together and pretty quickly open up.
Right. When they feel like they're in a safe space, right? I think there's some like keys that maybe we'll uncover in as we talk through this, but like-minded women, when you know that you're in a group of women who are similar thinking, and I'm not talking about politics and all of that. That's not what I mean at all. I mean, women who are professionals or career driven. At least that's what our Boss Lady community, and these women know that they have that in common with the women that they're coming together with. And right. So I think that helps take a superficial conversation much deeper, a lot quicker.
Yeah. Yeah. Great point. And one of the things that they did at this retreat, the very first night, of course, it's an adventure retreat. So we did a lot of hiking, we went horseback riding, all of those things. But one of the things that she did on the first night was, of course, had us sign the standard liability waiver.
Right.
But she also had us sign a no drama contract.
Love it.
And she literally went through, you know, you can't talk about anybody, you know, you can disagree, but be respectful. I mean, it was really, really, it was funny, but it was good.
Yeah.
And I think it set the stage for, yes, there's 23 of us in one house, granted, mm-hmm. two big floors. It was like a dome built into the mountain and the floors were circular.
Oh,
so there's just
so bedrooms cool.
all across on the second and third floor. And only a few bathrooms. Water's an issue in Sedona. So mm-hmm. everybody didn't have their own bedroom and everybody did not have their own bathroom.
Right.
So all of those dynamics. And yet it was fabulous. So I was talking to my husband last night because he's getting ready to go on a golf vacation with a group of men, about 50 men. And I was telling him about some of the stories of the women that I won't share here because they were personal. But my whole point was women opened up about really
right.
personal stuff, relationship issues, health challenges. And Bob, my husband Bob said, yeah, that doesn't happen with us. Just as serious
yeah.
as he could be. He said, nope, we talk about your golf score, what's going on at work. You know, he said, yeah, nope, does not happen. And he knows all of these men he's traveling.
Right.
With.
Right. Yeah.
And so,
it's a dynamic. I don't know. And I'm not sure of I was listening to something on the radio today. It was how women use their left and their right brain at the same time kind of thing. I don't know if it's a left brain, right brain dynamic that we just like find a way to get to the emotional connection quickly or something. I'm not sure, but.
Well, this week, actually, a study came out that that female doctors have a higher rate of their patients not dying than male doctors. Now, it was a tiny percentage of difference.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you could probably beat that survey up a million different ways. But they interviewed a lot of people about why they have a better connection with a female physician.
Mm-hmm.
And it all came down to communication.
Wow.
It came down to communication and feeling safe to, especially, you know, for a female OBGYN or whatever, that you felt, or what these women they talked to felt more comfortable, to your point, safer talking to a female about female issues.
Yeah.
Than a male. Now, I have a male OBGYN who I adore. So,
same.
You know, I'll just say that. I've actually never had a female OBGYN, but I know that there are women that will only have a female. So I don't know. I just find it interesting that what we're talking about is this communication piece and how it brings a group of women together so quickly.
Yeah.
And then this whole survey thing with the doctors. I just find it fascinating, actually.
Yeah. Well, and I think your Sedona community too, like the group that got together, you came there because you wanted to see that area and you're up for adventure. And so were the other women there, right?
Yeah,
and
good point.
And Krista has a great way, I think, that runs these groups
right.
of giving these women a place, to get a little bit vulnerable, like you're kind of maybe going into that going in, which is great. So I think the point of part of the conversation is, I know that there have been times in my life where I felt not included, that I needed a little bit of that in my life. And I think sometimes we have to remind women, we have to go out and seek that. Like if we're feeling that kind of isolation, or the time that comes to mind for me is when I left my corporate job and started working on my own. And also in corporate, right? I had a team and I worked with a lot of women, not exclusively, but there were men there too. But I had a team of people that not only could I talk about work things and I have that in common with them, but I also, you know, we shared some personal things. I mean, not, you know, maybe not to the extent on your Sedona retreat, right? But, you know, we talk about family and friends and things that we're doing. And some of that is superficial. But boy, when you go and I think we all experience this in COVID to some extent, but when you go home and you work from home and you don't have a team and you're doing your own thing, it becomes very isolating very fast. And so that was a trigger for me to go find something that I could plug into.
Yeah. And we hear that a lot from the women that do join our Boss Lady community, even if they only join the virtual community, which if you're a new listener, I'm sorry, Jennifer and I just start talking and assume everybody's known us forever. But if you're a new listener, we are business partners in the Boss Lady Women's Leadership community. We both have our own separate businesses. I'm a business consultant. Jennifer is a PR communications consultant specialist. And so we have our separate businesses, that, which you can find on the show notes, but we are partners in this women's leadership community, hence being partners in the podcast. But we hear that from our ladies a lot, that it's not about everybody having this working in the same industry. It doesn't really matter. We have so many commonalities in that we are career women, whatever that looks like. We are mothers, not mothers, grandmothers, not grandmothers, wives, not wives, you know, but we're women. And again, it's not political, because we are all over the political spectrum. Mm-hmm. But we come together to support each other. And I think by being open and vulnerable and all of those things, I just keep going back to your word, it feels safe and it feels comfortable. And it's a way not to be isolated, because you can be isolated and still be in a bunch of people, around a bunch of people, you know?
Yeah.
One of the other things that Krista did that I loved is part of the rules on the first night were that if you don't want to do something, don't do it.
Yeah.
You know, if you want to stay back and not go hiking and read a book and sit on the porch and look at the mountains, then do that. Nobody's forcing you to do anything. You know, so that felt good. And there was a day I stayed back, 2 days of two hikes a day. The third day, my legs were like, yeah, I don't think so. And the horseback riding along with those hikes. The third day, I was like, yeah, I don't think, I think my legs are done. So one of the other ladies stayed back and we rented a car and took a road trip, you know, just went around different little towns. And that was okay. We all came back together that night, had dinner. You know, there was no judgment there. And I think that's just part of what we do as women, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And I think there's an opportunity, especially to extrapolate this out of just our community and to other women too, is kind of, I love the, and it sounds like you had this in Sedona on your trip. There's so much just acceptance of where people are and what they're going through. And I feel that in our Boss Lady community, there's not pressure to conform to this certain way, or you must be like this in order to fit into this group. And I think if you're searching for the group, I think that's really important. And something that I would love to see more broadly in the world, right? Like there's all kinds of pressures in the world to conform to this or be this standard or whatnot. And if we all would just kind of a little bit let it go, let it go, we might be all a little bit better off. And I see that a lot in our Boss Lady community, that, you know, women disagree on a certain topic, it doesn't mean that they don't belong here in right. some way.
Right.
Right.
And, you know, and we have healthy disagreement, mm-hmm. you know, within our group. And we bring up topics that beg the question, which way do you feel? Which way do you believe? Which way do you think? You know, and my shirt today, I don't know if you can see it, says just breathe. Breathe.
Yeah.
So that's my motto.
When okay, how many songs can we get into this podcast
right,
today?
Exactly. So when I find myself getting that way, because we all do, and 5 days with 22 women, there are moments where you just want somebody to stop talking and you just breathe and get through yeah. it, or walk away and come back, or whatever the case may be. But I don't know if it's the older I get. I don't know. I've always liked to be with women. I just do. And I do think, because I'm not in corporate America anymore, I have to look for those groups like you. And of course, we created one.
Right.
We don't have to look too far anymore. But I guess I say to our listeners is really to think about any groups that you're in. And do they feel safe? And do you feel included? You know, you can use the whole diversity, equity, inclusion model. Diversity is that we're all different. Equity is we all are coming from an equal playing field. But inclusion means we feel like we belong. We feel like we belong. Somebody said, I actually went to a DEI training yesterday on generational differences, which is a whole nother conversation we should have one day.
Yes.
And one of the young women said, diversity is when you're invited to the party with people that don't look like you. Equity is when you get to help plan the party with the other party planners. But inclusion is when you get to help pick out the music. So here's our musical theme yet again.
There we go. There we go.
And yeah. I was like, oh, well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You get, you feel included because you get to be part. You're welcomed, even if you are different or say different or think different, you know? So I guess to our listeners, we always try to give action items, right? Is what if you're currently in a group, ask yourself how comfortable you are in that group, right? And be very intentional about the groups that you choose to be in. We're talking about groups of women specifically. And we tell our ladies, right? Our group may not be for you. That's okay, but find one.
And there's plenty of our ladies that are in multiple groups because they get different things out of them.
Right. Very good point. Yeah. So it's not just one group. You can be in multiple groups, and but whatever groups they are, be intentional about what you're getting out of it. Mm-hmm. You know, if it's not fulfilling you, it might not be the right group. Doesn't mean there's anything wrong with that group. It's just not the right group for you. And I think, too, when you join a group, you have to give yourself time to adapt to that group, right? Yeah. I don't know if adapt is the right word. What am I trying to say? Help me out.
I think really understand where the group is at and what it's about. Have I really given it a chance?
Or have I
come in with, I'm curious, I want to learn, I want to see what this group is about, or have I come into this group to say, this is who I am and I want this group to be this, right? Like, so, you know, thinking about your place in this group and just kind of discerning, is this the like-minded group that you were after, right?
Yeah.
Are these the like-minded, when you say like-minded, everybody's head, well, not everybody's, my head often goes to politics.
Not everybody's goes there, Jen.
Not everybody's does. But mine does. But anyway, but that's not the point, right?
Right.
I mean, it might be, I guess if you're looking in a political circle, it might
be
the point.
Of course.
But if that's not the intention, whatever like-mindedness you're seeking, is that that. And maybe one visit is not enough to know right. for sure if that is, if that fit is yeah. good.
Yeah. I think you have to be open to listening and learning and accepting that not, it may be a group of like-minded women, that doesn't mean they all think like you all the time. And that's okay. I mean, that's the way we grow, right?
And then how do they act about that, right? If there is yeah. differences of opinion, what does that feel like? Does that right. feel awkward and terrible and we clash, or is it accepted and recognized that we're all in different places?
Yeah.
So yeah.
Great point. So we should have had Kristen on the podcast. Kristen Kim, yeah. I wasn't even thinking about it when I came up and decided we'd talk about this, but we'll put their link because they do 4 or 5 trips a year, everything from Sedona to Portugal to Africa to Montana to Key West. So pick a trip and go. It's fabulous. It's worth it. And in the meantime, because we can't all take all those fabulous trips every year, I hope to commit to at least one a year. As long as my husband gets to go off to play golf once a year, I will be taking one of Krista's trips. That's kind of the deal.
He can do his like-minded how he wants to right. do it. We can do ours how we want to do it.
Exactly. So we'll put their link so you can go check out the trips that they have coming up this year and next year. But we'll also put the link to the Boss Lady community because, of course, Jennifer and I think the Boss Lady community is the best community ever because yes. we love our women. And the virtual group is a way because we have people outside of our community wanting to become part of the Boss Lady Leadership community. So we have the virtual membership and we'll put all that in the show notes. We also do monthly educational. We've got one coming up on digital body language, which is going to be fascinating.
I hope I can make that one. I think I have a graduate event that night, but I'm excited to maybe hear more about it because I think so many of us are working at home, yes. whether we work for someone else or not. And our worlds revolve around Zoom, Teams, Google Meet, yep. whatever the thing is that you're using. So important.
So we would love to have you as part of our group. And if you can't do any of those things, mark your calendars for September 19th, 20th, which is the 4th annual Boss Lady Women's Leadership Conference in Daytona Beach, literally at a great hotel that's just a couple years old, right on the beach. We've got some fabulous lineups coming. You'll hear a lot more about that. But you can go to laddernetwork.org, and check all that out. We'll be talking about it nonstop for the next few months. but with that, just go find your people, right? Mm-hmm.
Makes a huge difference.
Go find your people. And we'll leave you today, like we always do, asking you to remember to make time to embrace, empower, and educate yourself and others. So until we meet again, take care.